Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. Nightmare of Eden continues part three, which starts with a very long recap all the way back to being asked for ID. I worry with a long recap that it's just going to be an episode of corridor chasing, which will be annoying because the last episode, there was a lot of corridor chasing up and down the stairs and through the passenger sections. Everything in the future is very glittery, even the police uniforms. So after a very, very long recap, the Doctor and Romana run into the CET projection room, into the projection of Eden. And then when they're in there, they have an argument over the semantics of which way is east or north. And then head off away from a growl, which is, you know, basically any direction is good. When there's a growl, then one of the glowy-eyed monsters follows them. The glitter cops and Dimond, like, they haven't got glitter on their hats. And Dimond come into the room and they don't know where the Doctor is. So they decide to go through a locked door. Inside the Eden projection, Romana hypothesizes that without the dimensional osmosis stamper, they can get in and things in there can get out, because apparently that normally wouldn't happen. The Doctor bemoans the bureaucratic customs cops and gets so, you know, talks about getting so caught up in red tape you can't move, at which point he realizes he can't move because he's tangled in a vine that's dragging him towards a plant that looks like... like a big Venus flytrappy thing. He bites through a root. He gets Romana to pass him a root, which he bites through, and like green goo squirts out everywhere, like all over the plant flaps, all over the Doctor. Like, it's just horrific. And he's like, oh, that doesn't taste too bad. Ugh. Meanwhile, Trist can't turn off the CET machine, and because the Doctor has taken the selector, and he doesn't know why the Doctor would sabotage such a thing. And one of the glitter cops goes, because he's a criminal. That's what they're irrational. So Trist lets the glitter cops into the locked door, which is his first class bathroom. And he says the Doctor won't be in there. He didn't have a key. In Eden, the Doctor and Romana hide from another growly monster, another one of the green-eyed monsters, which wanders past. And then they pop out of their hiding spot. And then it pops up in front of them. And a man shoots it with his stripy laser. And it's the guy with the scratched face that the Doctor was chasing before. He's not wearing his passenger hoodie and 3D glasses anymore. He introduces himself as Stott, and the Doctor gives him back his Fitbit wrist thing that he stole off him during that wrestle in the neutral zone or wherever they were. Stott takes him to a research station, and he says the scratches on his face are from a mandrel, which is what the name of the green-eyed monster things are. Stott's been in the projection for 183 days, and says something bleak about being stuck there. And he realized he could get out after the accident, and he took a passenger outfit so he could walk around unnoticed. Yeah, I know. We've worked that out. thanks for explaining it, though, mate. He's really a narcotics agent. He was just on Trist's team as an undercover agent because he thought there was someone on the team selling drugs. So the drugs he's worked out are in the projection. Romana's worked that out. Anyway, they don't show up on the scans because they're inside the crystals. Stott hasn't found the supply despite being there for 6 months. He's been there for 6 months. He doesn't know where the drugs are from. He's not very good. The doctor asks if the projection will let him out at the power unit. And he's like, oh, yeah, you can go out anywhere. So they go off and find K-9. Who sniffs Dot, where the doctor tells him he's a friend. I don't recall K-9 actually sniffing. Normally his little probe thing comes out and looks at things. Anyway, the doctor starts working on the engine, and K-9 tells him that there are 5 mandrels about. One of the passengers is complaining to one of the glittery stewards. Also, the glittery stewards have no sleeves. Like, they look like... They're about to go out dancing in a gay bar. It's ridiculous. And while the passenger's complaining, a mandrel comes out of the lift, a bunch of them, and attack the passenger and the steward. And he only just manages to set off the alarm, that annoying alarm again. Meanwhile, Captain Rigg is watching the security monitors and laughing uproariously as he watches the mandrels invade one of the passenger cabins and eat all the people. the glittery cop comes in and he's horrified. He's like, I'm going to have you shot. And the captain's like, they're only economy class. What's all the fuss about? Oh, my God. It's the Titanic. Romana runs to the doctor, chased by a mandrel, which gets the doctor and he's strangling him. K-9 shoots it and it falls down. And Stott says, they're coming from all sides. And the doctor tells Romana that she can go past the mandrel on the floor because it's dead, but it clearly appears to still be breathing. The doctor gives Romana some instructions about separating the ships using the TARDIS, and he works on the engine. The glitter cop wants to kill the mandrels, but Trist is trying to save them. He's like, no, we need to conservation them. He asks if they can be tranquilized. And the boss glitter cop says he'll do what he thinks is best. And then a message comes through from the fuel tank that there are mandrels. And the glitter cop orders the doctor shot on sight. And even the guy in the fuel room's like, yeah, we don't want to ignite the fuel by shooting at it. the doctor tells K-9 to go through to the dematerialization gun thingy that he's set up near the TARDIS and switch it on his command. And the doctor takes Stott's watch to set the power unit on a delay as Romana and Stott walk off. The glitter cop boss orders all of the glittery stewards to apprehend the doctor and Romana, and failing that, kill them. Didn't he just say that before? Then Dimond asks if he should put on the self-destruct, whatever that's for. And Trist appears and says, I think not. He says, we'll see how things developed. We'll keep in touch. The accent is, I know my accent sounds bad, but it's about the same as his. On Eden, Romana and Stott are attacked by a mandrel that Stott shoots. While the doctor sets up his jury-rigged watch timer thing to the power unit, the mandrel on the floor wakes up and goes for him. K-9 comes to one of the blurry areas and sails on through. Romana sends Stott back to help the doctor, and she goes out of the projection into Trist's compartment, where the CET machine is set up. The doctor sneaks around behind the mandrel and sets up the final countdown with his sonic. And then the mandrel attacks the power bank, and there's an explosion. The doctor's like, no, no. And the mandrel collapses to the floor, and kind of disintegrates because it's been blown up into a pile of rocks, which the Doctor inspects and is like, this is Rexxowen. The boss Glittercop says he's going to get a promotion. He's like, you know, we won't even really have to do anything. Just arrest the Doctor and Romana and, you know, they'll just have to take the blame no matter what happened. It's a little bit weirdly knowing. Romana overhears all this and sneaks off after they're gone. K-9's getting into position with the dematerialization gun thing that the Doctor set up. The Doctor looks at the mess left by the mandrel attack and says, I'm never going to do it in time. Romana gets to the bridge and tells Captain Rigg the Doctor is in the power unit and they can separate the ships now. And he asks if she's got something he needs. She's like, look, I need to put the power on. And he's coming down really badly. And so he offers her money. And she's like, I'll get you medical help. And then he attacks her. And the glitter cop comes in and shoots the captain. And then holds his gun on Romana and says, if she touches the controls, he'll shoot her. And she says, I have to. They're separating the ships. The Doctor whistles to K-9, this is a sonic whistle that you can't hear, and turns on his dematerialization gun, which K-9's very obedient. Romana operates the engine, and the Doctor runs out of the power unit, and then he disappears in a weird blur, and that's the end of the episode. That is a weird cliffhanger. So the Doctor just vanished, because I guess he was running between the two zones of where the two ships are you know, joined up. I don't know. It's not entirely clear. Maybe it'll be clear in the next episode. So there wasn't as much running around corridors as I expected. There was running around a jungle, getting attacked by spooky looking plants and biting through really gross roots. All right, the final episode. We found out where the Rexxowen comes from. Now we're going to find out who's smuggling it. But I've got a fairly good idea. That's in part four, Nightmare of Eden.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.